Okay. Now you're going to feel a little bit of wind. You're going to hear a little bit of wind on here. I'm outside at some beautiful Sumbawa Park where the trees still haven't grown in yet. Well, it's beautiful only because today is nice and bright and sunny. I'm somewhat shaded in this, ventilated gazebo sort of area. They don't know how to put roofs on things here. They just put boards up and then the rain drips through or pours right on through. I don't know. I could post this picture on a website that I have or a blog site, and that way I could show you what it looks like. It's just kind of like the beginnings of a park that you would see in some suburb, whether it's, you know, Southern California or something, and like these people are just starting to put it up, or it's like a desolated one, like a planned community that never really came to fruition, one of those tract housing ones, and it was just kind of dumped and left alone, and it was not quite finished, but they got the remnants of, well, this was going to be this area for children, then we're going to put a pool over here, and this and that, and then, I don't know, financing, whatever, the housing bubble burst, something happened, and then everything stopped, and now it's just there. Well, this is what this park kind of looks like here in the Sumbawa area. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Sumbawa area, that is basically the most northern area of Singapore. That's where I currently reside right now. I'll tell you a little bit about this. I had a podcast and I had a blog that I kept up with for a good 3-month run, both of them. And then I hit a wall. And it wasn't a wall of boredom. It wasn't a wall of like, well, I'm not getting the listeners that I want. You know, I'm only 3 months in and I'm an amateur. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. I don't use an alias. My name is Matt. But I mean, I just didn't have any really good content. I didn't have anything that was that great. My writing, I pride my writing. I really do. But sometimes laziness gets in the way of procrastination. I'll admit that that is part of it. But the real reason why I hit the wall is because I was like, well, I thought I had a format. And I figured if I'd kind of go through it, you know, organically, then I would develop things over time. The problem is that when you're doing it by yourself, you're either a highly motivated person, which I kind of have some of that, and but then the other thing is, I need some other human to kind of like give me a push and I can feed off if I want anything that's funny or creative. I can do a lot on my own. If it comes to writing a story or something, I can do all this on my own. That's fine. But why the hell would you want to listen to me talk about writing a story? Who gives a flying fuck about that? That's something I'll do in my own time. If I'm doing something like this where I'm talking, then I have to have somebody to bounce ideas off, chit-chat, and whatnot. Only problem is that I've chosen a profession where it's somewhat lonely at times. I mean, I work as an English teacher here in the city-state of Singapore. I've been here for about a year and a half now. Oh boy, there's like, I could go down the list, which I don't have a written one out, but as a mental one, there's so many good things and so many bad things about this place. The good thing is that for what little education I consider I have, because I only have a bachelor's, you know, I have certifications in, what is it, teaching English overseas. By the way, this most northern part of the island also has a naval base, an unofficial U.S. naval base or depot port station, and it has this, I think this is the Khatib Air Base, which you're about to hear a couple of helos, or as civilians refer to them, helicopters, fly by right now. The thing is that it's not that bad because we're out here, and I've been used to it. I'll let you listen to it for a second. Yeah, that one wasn't bad. That's a strange thing. It's one of those double propeller helicopter, whatever they are. I don't know what the things on the top are. That's how stupid I am when it comes to that shit. I used to be in the service, too, and I'm used to that because I lived on a, was stationed on a forward-deployed ship in Japan, and we were used to the night ops, flight ops thing, and you'd hear this shit from dusk till dawn, and then into the night, and then some. I don't know why, if it was a day operation, they'd call it night ops. Actually, night ops refers to something else. That refers to throwing trash into the ocean without anybody knowing about it. But that's a whole other thing. I might get to some of those stories, I might not. I started to get into some of those stories when I had my other podcast. The reason why I'm abandoning that other one is because the name. Now, anytime you have the name Gold in it, you always think, well, that might have add a little bit of prestige, or it might get people to click on it. It's crazy. It's because I had a lot of, there was like, a 4-episode run I had of my 10 episodes that I posted up there, and I would do one episode a week, and I'd talk for from 45 minutes to almost an hour and 10 minutes. It would vary. And I'd have to heavily edit it down because when I got done actually recording what I was talking about, it would come out to about almost 2 hours. So the episodes were heavily edited down to like I was either rambling about something that made no sense, completely got off topic, and there was a whole bunch of ums and ahs and and it became inaudible because some of the time, well, actually, most of the times whenever I was recording those, I was drinking. Now I just figured you can't fucking drink during these podcasts because then you really go off topic, and then it's like you start doing hand motions, and then you're like explaining things piss poorly, and you're not painting a good picture for the audio audience. Obviously, everybody knows these things, but when you're actually doing it, or in my case, where I'm not really thinking about it because I'm pretty much inebriated, I have this movie of what I'm talking about inside my head. But you can't really transfer the visuals inside of your head into a medium that will spit it out as audio entertainment. Well, maybe you can do that. I don't know. I don't know where that facility is. Maybe they're producing that shit in China or Japan. Possibly even here in Singapore. But I decided that loose base format is only good for somebody who is actually well known. Like, for instance, Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians. Awesome guy. You know, I've watched all of his specials, listened to all of his stuff. He's got this Monday morning podcast. I admire it. I really do. I mean, the guy works hard. He's got a lot of good rants. And the thing is, he can just go off the cuff. Not only is he naturally funny and a talented guy, but also he's been doing that comedic shit for over 20 years, you know? I am not a comedian. I consider myself funny, and if people think that that's arrogant, fuck you. I mean, if you consider yourself, you can consider yourself whatever you want. That's the beauty of being alive. I never really pursued any of the, comedic arts, I guess you could say. I never went up and tried to do the stand-up or anything like that. And it was nothing because of nerves. I'm not self-conscious about myself. In fact, I can just be a complete ass in front of people. And here's the part when people say, oh, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I do as long as I don't go to jail. You know, but other than that, it's like if I'm the jerk or if I'm the person who's bitching about not getting the correct change back and other people don't want to deal with that. Well, this is embarrassing. It makes us look cheap or something. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, because some people hate, well, a lot of people hate being put in socially awkward positions, and other people just stare and wait for the outcome. Well, I don't know. Dealing with those situations, it doesn't bother me because I've accepted the fact that I'm just a fucking jerk. You know? I am an asshole. I inherited the asshole gene, probably from my father's side. He's a good man, but he knows it too. We're both just those types of people. And I'm okay with that. I mean, it sucks. I'm 33 years old that this is who you get to be, and you don't get to be the guy that everybody likes. But, well, that's what you're dealt with. But if you are dealt that card, then utilize it, you know? I mean, make the most of it. If you're a fucking asshole, if you're a real dick, and but you, you know, just don't make it like a thing where you're a victim. You know, no. Use it to your advantage. People like that, they should be cops or parole officers, prison guards, you know, captains of industry. Right now, I'm fucking teaching, you know, English to, what is it? Our equivalent of elementary students here in Singapore. And I am considered, you know, a real hard ass and at our learning center. But fuck it. If you were here and you had to deal with these fucking kids, you would probably throw it in their face and be hard with them too. It's because holy shit, there are some entitled little pricks around here. That, and Singapore is a real soft nation. Very soft. Everything is governed by this eye in the sky bullshit out here, so if you're to visit, you're totally safe. You know, generally nothing bad is going to happen to you. It really won't. I mean, if anything does happen to you, chances are it's probably from someone who is there on vacation as well, or some shyster fucking piece of shit who's just trying to prey on tourists. That's it. But from the locals here, or anybody who lives here, the majority of people won't fucking bother you. And that's a nice thing, especially as a population that's, was it 6-7 million or something? And it's spread out over this tiny, tiny island. But you're generally safe, you know. For the most part, nobody's going to steal anything. There are the occasional people that will swipe stuff, but they are severely punished. I'm sure you've all heard about caning. Well, that's what takes place here. They got CCTV, which is like I said, the eye in the sky. You're being watched pretty much at all times. And well, nobody really has, it's almost like nobody has, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what to say. It's like, it's not really necessary, or you don't have that urge to fucking bring harm onto others. You know, that's the good thing. You know, you don't have this anger that you have when you might be in some other places. Like, what is it? You leave like a convention area where there's some music, or like a late night at a bars and stuff. Because I was out with one of my friends who came and visited from Beijing. He's an Irish teacher. He's Irish, and he happens to be a teacher. And he works in Beijing. But he came out because he was like visiting some family, and then like Singapore is one of these port kind of stops for the airlines, you know, kind of like a gateway to all areas of Asia. So that's another plus living here, is you can travel to all different parts of Asia, see all a shitload of different countries. Here's that loud one again. We're gonna get another passerby. Get some of this. Beautiful. That killed some time. Unfortunately, I was going to pick up some of this wind and shit in the audio. But whatever. Anyways, we were out, was it last week? We were drinking down to this area called Clark Quay, which is catered mostly to tourists and Western, well, people from the West or Europe or Americas or Australia. And catered towards more their liking, like their style of foods and stuff like that. But it's a little high price. Anyways, though, you go down there and it's like, we were both commenting on this. If you're back home, and I always think of back home as not my original hometown where I grew up, but my adoptive hometown where I lived for nearly a decade in San Diego. When the bars close out in San Diego, there's always the chance. There's a good 25 to 30% chance you may run into an altercation. There always is. I mean, you can, and it, or let's say that's like, what is it? Out of the 10 times that you go out drinking in some span of time, every time you go out drinking, the chances of you running into an or getting into an altercation with somebody become greater. I mean, it's just like this chaos theory, you know, it's mathematics. That's all it is that the chances of you going out every single time something's going to happen to you. Well, we went from there to this area of Clarkey to this area of like Hong Kong Street where there's all these little buy me drink bars and shit. And we were out from like, I don't know, 6 in the evening drinking until 3 o'clock in the morning, just wandering around. And normally, if you're out until 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was saying too, back in his hometown of Dublin, that there's a good chance you're going to get into a fight or something stupid is going to happen because that's what happens at that certain time. But here, you're pretty much safe. You know? There may be something that happens, but generally it's probably going to happen with another foreigner because they're bringing their shit with them, you know? As you have this, you know, it's like if you got into some altercations or you're used to getting into fights or stupid shit happening back home, it's a luxury for you to be over here and then not have to worry about any of that stupid shit happening to you. But when you run into another person who's come from an area that has some of those same problems that you do, and you both run into each other, and you both may have that ideology of like, well, I'm not backing down, or maybe, you know, I don't have that fucking feeling. I'm always pretty laid back, and the more drunk I get, either the funnier I get, or the more, I don't know, it's like singing and dancing time for me. I'm a happy drunk. But that's not the case for everybody else. I used to be in the service, and you meet all kinds. And there's lots of people who will just, they'll drink, and then every fucking bad thing that ever happened to them has to be dumped on everybody else. And then it's time to, you know, draw a line in the sand right there, and it's, they need to fucking have a showdown with you right then and there. And it's like, ah, oh, fuck. Dude, just put it away. Why did we have to have this problem now? You know, everybody was having a good time. Everything was fine. Everybody has somebody tonight. It's just whatever. You know, it's a good buzz. It's a good feeling. Good music. You know, girls are flashing titties. Everything's great. And then you got to bring your fucking problems. You know, they look at you and it's, and then they'll just talk to you. They'll either bring up politics, or if you're wearing some sports paraphernalia, ooh, that's one that I learned that from personal experience from living in San Diego. Don't wear any kind of sports paraphernalia. People do it all the time. You know, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying be aware if you wear a specific team. Okay? Because now you may be a fan. You may be a slight fan of that team. You may be an ultra fan of that team. And you may have a cool head. More interruptions. But that person that's been sitting across the way or is with his buddies, he might not have a cool head, and he might just decide, okay, I haven't got any pussy. Every girl can smell the desperation on me, or the date rape smell on me, and I'm gonna just gonna, if I can't get my nut off by fucking one of these girls, well then I gotta fucking stomp some ass. This guy, he's wearing a uniform. a uniform representing a team that I'm not affiliated with, or as of this moment, I've just decided they are my fucking adversary, you know? They are the ultimate enemy. And now you gotta deal with this fucking prick. And it just sucks. It just sucks. But, why am I bringing this up? Well, no good reason other than last weekend when I went out with my friend, didn't have any of that problem. And it was funny because we talked about that and I was like, yeah, it's really weird. We can just walk through these streets and nobody's starting anything. It's just weird how you're just so used to that. You're like on your game, even when you're completely shit-faced, you still got that looking out the, you know, your peripheral vision, like, all right, what's this guy doing? I don't know what's going on. Because you're so fucking used to something happening. And then when you come out here, you're just like, you're on guard, and it's just this, man, you're like rubbing the enamel off your teeth, and you finally, all right, man, release. Wow, this is a weird feeling. Nobody's trying anything. Weird. I can actually drink in peace without having to hear the scooting of the stool. Like, hey! Hey, you! Hey, Padre! What do you think of... You're like, oh, fuck stats. I'm like, I didn't watch the game. You didn't watch the game? You didn't watch the game? Why are you wearing that shirt? I like the shirt. You like the shirt? What, you like color? Colors are pretty? What, you fucking faggot? You like color? Pretty color? And you're like, alright. There on out, you either defuse the problem by picking up your drink and walking away, leave the fucking bar, or just play into it and just say, yeah, I like the pretty colors. These are some pretty colors. That usually gets them going even further. I like doing that. I like egging it on myself because I'll play into it. Yeah, these colors are really pretty. I thought, you know, I like the Dodgers more, but this darker blue of the Padres, oh, it's pretty. It reminds me of the dark blue rainy skies of when I was growing up in the mountain states, riding along the range on my steed. Yeah, I don't know a dick about baseball, but I just like this pretty blue color. Also reminds me of the time when I was deep within the Pacific, riding along, serving in the armed forces. Oh, that blue, that dark, dark blue. Just, it's so deep and dark that it haunts me. And yet, I'm drawn to it. And I wanted a shirt to remind me of that, even though it had Padres written on it. Yeah, I don't really keep up with the games, but that deep blue, I cherish it. If I was to say that, maybe the guy would still retort with, what the fuck kind of faggot shit is that, you know, because, or whatever. He could say another word, I don't know. Faggot's always a striking word, so that's what they'll say. Either which way, though, my point is that we didn't have any of those issues, didn't have any of those problems, didn't have to resort to any violence, you know. Flick my wrists and pull out my switchblade. Wasn't Rumblefish or anything like that. Nope. Nothing took place. Just got massively fucking drunk and I ended up puking the whole fucking night because holy shit. I don't know what happened, but when I was in my early 20s, I could put away shitloads of alcohol. And it's not like a bragging right thing. It's just, wow. You know, I could put away a ton. And now, what? I'm only 33 and it's like, fuck. I have like old man liver and stomach where it's just, I can't do this. You know, I can have like, maybe, I can have a lot, but it's like, I'm not going to recover at all. Whereas it's like, okay. I can have maybe 3 pints, and then that's it. But after that, it's like, then you start feeling, I don't know, all sorts of pain. Your insides get horribly fucked up. You end up having, like, the splat shits. Or whatever kind of stuff that you mixed with it. Some chicken wings, and now you got acid ass, which is the hole burns completely. And you're pissing out your ass, all this fire juice. Or you have that, the putty peanut butter shit, where it's just nothing but tar. And you're like, there's more in there, but we just can't get it out. Now I gotta go to Starbucks. Yeah. There's my shit talk segment for there. Now, I set a timer on my phone when I'm recording this so that I have allotted about a 30-minute time for each one of these little rant shows. That way I don't get too stupid into an idea like I did previously with my other attempt at a podcast. All right, well, the alarm went off, so I have had to edit this show a little bit. But I'm not keeping any promises towards this. This will be my first publication of my new podcast. As of this second, while I'm recording this, I don't even have a title for it now, because I'm not going to stick with the same one I had before. But when I post it, I will have one. I'm also going to try and connect this to back to my my blog, which is inamericana.com. It's in America, and then add an N-A to the end of America. I had to stop there for a second because there's some, I think I did finally spot a rat. They pop out, I think it's around 2 o'clock in the afternoon when they pop out. There's like this whole group of, like, they dump some kind of trash out here, and then you see these swarm of, like, rats just go right over to this area. And these aren't the little tiny ones you see in the city. These are these big motherfuckers, and they hop. I'm not using hyperbole, but I think they hop, like, at least a foot, you know, off the ground. It's fucking gross. I just hate that shit. But anyways, inamericana.com, that is my blog. I have not written on it for like 3 months, but I'm going to get back into it now because I think I have a format. I think I know what I want to do. Sometimes with any kind of writing or any kind of creative thing that you've come up with, you got to step back from it for a little while and see what you really want to do with it. And that's what I've done. I'm going to start into my second phase and see where it goes. But this podcast will last 30 minutes, or at least a little, like maybe 35. But that's as far as I'm going to go with it. I don't know how many times I'll do it a week, but I'm hoping to get at least 2-3 times a week. And then that's it. I got to keep things tight. Trying to work on animation, trying to work on some other projects. Every single one of these podcasts will consist of me just bitching for about 30 to 35 minutes. I'll have some topics, some things I'm going to talk to you about Singapore, some of my travels, either with the service or with some of my teaching experience. I know, it's exciting, being a teacher, yay. Now, I just look at it as, well, it's an extended vacation, a working fucking vacation. That's one way of fooling yourself, and that's what it is. Now, I got to head back, prepare to go see, I'm going to go check out a movie. Maybe a couple movies. I'm not sure. All right. Until next time. Later.